It's another episode of Inside the World of Duotone with me, Lewis Crathern. It's great to have you back. For 20 years, Sky Solbakk has been at the cornerstone of Duotone's evolution in kiteboarding. From his early days as a team rider and tester to becoming a visionary designer of kites, surfboards and wing foils, Sky's journey has been one of relentless curiosity and passion. With countless hours spent testing on the water and refining designs on the shore, his work has shaped some of the most iconic products in the sport. Hey Sky, welcome again. How does it feel to look back on two decades of work within the company, and what does this milestone mean to you?
It means I'm getting old, I guess. I haven't really thought too much about it. I think it means that I've dedicated a significant portion of my life to kiteboarding, and I've been very lucky to have been able to do it with a company that has always provided me new avenues for growth and new opportunities. And you know, when I started out with Boards and More in end of 2004, beginning of 2005, I came on as a team rider, and then got into the testing side of things with Jaime Jerez, my friend and teammate at the time. And then that turned into like 18 years of working together with Ken Winter doing kite testing. And somewhere along the way, designing surfboards and wing foils. And it's just been a really great career path.
So take us back to the beginning. Tell us the story of how you started with the company.
So I became really good friends with Jaime Jerez when we were doing the PKRA tour in the early 2000s. And at the time I was riding for another brand. And that sort of came to an end at a certain point in 2004. And I was kind of looking for other opportunities. And Jaime told me that they were looking for a tester and a team run rider. And so he called me up and asked if I wanted to join the team. And that's kind of where it all began.
Let's talk about your early experiences with testing then. Were there any standout moments or stories?
I remember the first day I ever tested with Ken and Jaime. I was on Maui at the time. This was, I think, November of 2004. At the time, Ken and Jaime were testing on Oahu, just a neighboring island. So they flew over to Maui to find wind. They got me involved in the testing. And Ken Winter gave me, I think it was a Vegas at the time. And I was going out and trying it. And then Ken said, okay, I'm going to go upwind to the next beach and I'll meet you up there. And so I was supposed to sort of pack some gear and walk up the beach to meet him. And I packed up the gear and walked up the beach. And like halfway up, I stepped on a piece of glass and cut my foot open. and I didn't want to get sand in my foot. So I came back to the car to wash it out. And Ken Winter was up the beach waiting for me. And he got really upset that I didn't show up. But I had a good reason, because I cut my foot open. I had to go get stitches and everything. But it wasn't the perfect introduction to testing with Ken Winter. He was getting a little angry at me.
So you transitioned from being a test rider to a designer. What exactly inspired that shift?
That was like around 2009, 2010. We were working with a shaper named Martin Littlewood in Australia at the time. And, he was doing some great shapes for us. And I was working pretty closely with him. And I just wanted to sort of, I was riding waves at the time. That's what I was really into, was kite surfing. And I just wanted to learn as much as possible and be as hands-on as I could possibly be. So I started playing around with some design software and trying some boards. And that just sort of led into me, designing some boards and trying them. And over the course of time, some boards started working. And I just sort of fell into it that way.
So from a design aspect, what was that like to actually ride something that you've been involved in for the first time, something you had designed yourself?
Yeah, I think that's with the surfboards, that was kind of the appeal, was that, just being able to ride something that I physically, that I had the idea, made it, created it, wrote it, and then it becomes a lot more, you're a lot more engaged with the product, or a lot more connected to the product if you're actually designing it yourself. So that was kind of the appeal of designing things, is being able to do, have an idea and do it and create it myself. And then that led on, let, led to doing kites the same way. You know, now I have the exact same connection with kites. So.
Would you say it was a satisfying experience designing your own equipment, or perhaps could it sometimes be the opposite when something doesn't work so well the first time?
It's actually honestly really frustrating, especially when you start, or at any stage really. If you're trying new things, it doesn't always work out. So it can be kind of disappointing at times, but I think the reward is much greater when you do make something, as long as you're honest with yourself and you're testing. You know, you have to, of course, do really good testing, and you can't, just because it's your design, you can't fool yourself into thinking it's better than it really is. So it's also good to have people around you that keep you honest and keep you on track. So I have Patry McLaughlin that I work with on the kites in Maui, and he keeps me very honest. You know, we're very open with our feedback. And so it's very satisfying when you can make something that not only I think is really good, but that my tester thinks is really good. And then, of course, when we bring products to market and you see other people, customers buying the kites and enjoying them, and it's very satisfying.
Sky, what would you say has been the biggest challenge of staying at the forefront of kite surfing design in the last years?
I think just, you know, at our company at Duotone, we're really, that's kind of what we're all about. It's what we've always been about, is just making sure that we kind of remain at the forefront of all the latest technologies and making sure that we're always pushing and improving in every direction possible. So we're in a fortunate position where we have the resources to, you know, invest in a lot of R&D, and we have a big team that can give us feedback and test all our products. And so I think the biggest innovations recently have been in materials. So making kites lighter, stronger, you know, that's their materials have really opened up new avenues for us to improve. We're all very passionate about the sport. I think that's first and foremost, that we want to have the most fun on the water and want to have the best, just as on a personal level, we want to have the best, most exciting functional product to use. And so we just keep pushing in that direction and improving.
And what about where you see the future of kite design going? And what do you feel like your role is going to be in getting there?
Yeah, that's a question I've been asked many times over the year. Where do you see kiteboarding in 5 years? We're just going to continue to keep making things better. I think it's tough to take like a 5-year view, not knowing, you know, trends change. Like, you know, big air was really big back when I started kiteboarding, and that was my original, you know, that was the big appeal of kiteboarding when I got into it, was being able to jump and fly. And that kind of took a backseat for some years there when wake style was really popular and wave riding. I'm really happy to see that big air is back in the game. And I think it's a really clear way to judge a kite. Also, you see which kite is jumping the highest and hanging the longest. That's a really good way to quantify performance of a kite. So trends come and go, but I think we're just going to keep pushing to make things better and see what happens.
Yeah, that's true. It is a great metric. Not only is it your 20th anniversary, Sky, but this is the first time your kite, the Rebel D-Lab, won the Red Bull King of the Air. How did that make you feel, a product that you'd worked so hard on that, you know, really enabled and helped us with a King of the Air victory?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, it's amazing. We put a lot of work into the Rebel over the last year and a half, 2 years, or really over the last... When did we launch the first Rebel? 2007. It's been in our range a long time. But, you know, personally, I put a lot of work into it over the last couple of years designing it. And together with the help of our team riders, you know, Patry is my main tester. Reno was really involved in the development. Andrea, Edgar, and others. It's really cool to see our teamwork, you know, everything, all the days and hours spent on the beach kind of come to fruition. And see it win the biggest contest of the year. Pretty good feeling.
So thanks, Sky. That leads us to the end of our podcast. Thanks for the last 20 years of all the products that you've brought to the kiteboarding world. And here's to the next two decades.